As he's done for almost 2 years now, Rob Gerwitt wakes at 4:30 every morning. He goes downstairs, starts the coffee, turns on his laptop, and begins to write.
Get started as an experiment. I had no idea whether it was going to last beyond a week, let alone, you know, a year and a half now. But it started with 25 friends. So the voice in it was just me talking to friends.
At 62, Gerwitt has been a journalist for most of his career. But in the last few years, the long-form reporting work he was good at was getting harder and harder to find.
I spent the bulk of my career writing, 3,000 to 8,000 word articles. Those days are gone in the magazine world. And oddly, I really like writing these short things.
Writing these short things is nearly Gerwitt's new job in the form of a daily email newsletter called Daybreak, a charmingly written harvest of world and local news from the Upper Valley, Vermont, and New Hampshire.
And now it's closing in on 7,000 subscribers. And if I'm thinking about this going out to 7,000 people, I would never hit send. I mean, it's like, so in my mind, I'm still just writing to friends.
Sitting in the forested backyard of his house in Norwich, Vermont, Gerwitt picks one of that day's 15 wry, quick-take articles to illustrate this writing-to-friends style.
The other day, the McDonald Observatory in Texas posted an image of a jellyfish sprite, an enormous red sprite that flashed for a split second above a distant thunderstorm back in July. Words can't come close to describing it except to say, wait, that happens here on Earth?
Each Daybreak begins with Gerwitt's almost always optimistic weather report, composed from data gathered from the National Weather Service.
Highs in the mid-70s, winds from the northwest, and temps bumping down to 50 overnight. Isn't that lovely when it gets to 50? It's like, oh my gosh, can't wait.
There's a COVID numbers and status update, sometimes at the top if it seems pressing, down at the bottom if not, followed by local news, which Gerwitt defines broadly.
News is also the photograph of sunrise on top of Mount Cardigan nearby, or we've got a really gifted writer and naturalist, a guy named Ted Levin, who lives up in Thetford. And so news may just be, you know, his musings on ticks or on the buzzards that are there or on the snakes that he sees.
In fact, Gerwitt believes, especially with Daybreak's unexpected success, and he's filling a need formerly provided by newspapers.
One of the mistakes that newspaper ownership made as they were imposing cuts on papers was they stripped away everything that was fun about the news and about newspapers. And when all you're getting is little dumbed-down pieces of spinach, it's like, why subscribe? What's the point?
Not only has the fun been removed, Gerwitt argues, but we've become jaded by the pandemic, by the current divisions in our country, into believing there's nothing but bad news.
So why not make it clear, not by telling them, but by showing them every day that that's wrong? It's just plain wrong. I mean, there's a lot going on, you know, in any town. If you think about the amount of kind of news that would interest people, there's a ton of it. Almost none of it actually ever gets reported on.
Gerwitt himself is no longer a reporter, a job he sorely misses.
So this is my stand-in for it. I'm mostly a curator. Although I think of it more as a, this seems like an odd term, but more as a concierge. What really told me I was on the right path was that I started getting emails from complete strangers telling me that they had never thought that they would read anything else but the New York Times over their morning coffee, but this is now what they open first. And that's where the payoff comes.
Another payoff comes in the form of reader donations and a single text-based ad in nearly every edition.
By mid-March, it was clear to me that it could become sustainable as a way of making a living. It's kind of on a path where I think by next year it could be all that I need.
Gerwitt implicitly trusts that he'll eventually get there, and that's largely to do with the almost intimate relationship he's created with his 7,000 subscribers.
You know, I've had more than one person say, you know, every morning I feel like I'm just, you know, rolling over in bed and there you are speaking to me, which is kind of an honor.
With every 6 a.m. edition of Daybreak, Rob Gerwitt hopes to remind his readers that all the news that's fit to print can be as reassuring as it is real. For NHBR News, I'm Sean Hurley.